The way I'm gonna go up the tree is by foot locking. Basically, you wanna put the rope on the outside of one of your feet, and it's gonna wrap around the bottom and come over the top. And I'm gonna put my other foot on top and actually stand on my own foot. Right? Oh. And the idea is just to do a motion with your arms and your legs and go all the way up to the top, in theory. All right. So. I'm going to try and get as close to my attachment point as I can. And I'm going to find a limb that I can stand on. Oof! Hang on. That's that. And now I'm secured to the tree at a second point. You just want to look all over the branches. The egg sites on the exit holes can be anywhere. So we continue up to the top. You know, I just kind of look around as I'm doing it. And I take a minute and just look and make sure that I don't see anything suspicious. You always find some interesting marks. There are many insects. You know, there's squirrels, there's chipmunks. You have to get kind of good at realizing what's suspicious and what's not suspicious. The exit holes are very obvious. They're perfectly round. You know, you could fit like a pencil in them. Okay. No two trees are alike. So for me, each tree is sort of a new puzzle. The thought process behind how you're going to do an inspection changes with each tree. When I come out onto the edge of a branch, I don't see any squirrel, woodpecker, sapsucker. Most of the branches are alive. A lot of them have a nice amount of leaves. So, yeah, overall this tree looks very clean and very healthy. This is really funny, sitting in a tree saying this, but I'm actually not an outdoors person. Like, I really don't like bugs. I don't like being really hot or really cold, you know, kind of being exposed to the elements. I didn't climb trees as a kid. I didn't really play outside all that much. Sometimes it feels like you're chasing a ghost when you don't find anything, and you start to wonder, is it really still here? But Asian longhorn beetle has been in New York City for quite a while, and we've really knocked out the majority of the infestation, I think. It's about making sure that we don't find anything, and we actually have to go through an area a couple of times and not find anything to consider it not under quarantine anymore. The first one that I found up in Worcester, Massachusetts, was actually all the way out on the tip of a branch. I wasn't even gonna swing over, but there was something about it. There was like almost a sixth sense. And I said, no, you know what? I better check that. I went over and I walked all the way out to the edge, and there it was. You know, it was just sort of like, wow, I couldn't have been more sure that that was definitely what I was looking for. It was really cool. It was really exciting. I was very sad because it was a very nice, large red maple that I was in, and it was somebody's, you know, side yard tree that they had for 20 years. And, you know, just because I found the one egg site, that means that the whole tree had to come down. But they understood the beetle, not only was it going to kill their tree eventually, it was going to infest all of the other trees around it by taking down their tree, and we were trying to protect the trees that were around it.